السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم رب هذه الدعوة حضرة محمد المسيح.
إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والأشرف المرسلين سيدنا وسندنا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى أهله وصحبه منتجبعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أرسل بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله ولو كره المشركون ولو كره الكافرون وكفى بالله شهيدا. يا مسبب الأسباب يا مفتح الأبواب يا مقلب القلوب ويا خالق الأبصار ويا دلال المطهرين أرشدني ويا غياث المستغيثين أغثني توكلت عليك يا ربي أفوض أمري عليك. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم بحقي إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. إن الله وملائكته يسلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. لبيك اللهم ربي وسعديك صلوات الله بالرحيم وملائكة المقربين والنبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وما سبح لك من شيء يا رب العالمين. على سيدنا محمد بن عبد الله خاتم النبيين وسيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين ورسول رب العالمين الشاهد البشير الداعي إليك بإذنك السراج المنير وعليه السلام. فصل يا ربي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد واغفره لي يا خير الغافرين. أيها الإخوة، هذا اليوم الجمعة مباركة. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace and blessings be upon you all on this blessed day of Jum'ah. Today, I will be embarking upon two ayats of the Qur'an al-Kareem that will elucidate the point as to what on earth are we here for. The first is an ayat found in Surah Al-Ra'd, the 13th chapter of the Qur'an. The verse is number 11. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. And the second ayat is found in Surah Al-Hujurat, the 49th chapter of the Quran, verse number 7. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Now verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never changes the condition of anyone or a community or a people lest what they change inside of themselves. And in Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah mentions, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Verily, the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz, فِيكُمْ. And the linguistical meaning is inside of you. It has a very deep metaphysical implication. So what on earth are we here for? Or what on earth am I here for? We live in a very interesting eschatological time. Alhamdulillah, we have just bid goodbye to the month of Ramadan. And we're now transitioning into a reality that the ways of Ramadan are very different compared to everyday normal laity life. So we learn that we live in a time where up to 150 billion clothes a year are made, half of them go to waste. Where a report in the World Economic Forum said in 2019 that 50 billion chickens are slaughtered every year, half of them go to waste. In this wonderful country of ours in America, up to 9 billion chickens are slaughtered a year, half of them go to waste. We're a 300 million population. And yet, despite all this excessivity, yet there is so much impoverishment, so much pain and suffering, that it seems like it's endearingly never ending. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a very clear-cut declaration that Allah will never change a people, lest what they change within themselves. I remember a story from the Mathanawi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, where once there was a boatsman who was standing there, and the boatsman happened to come across a sheikh, and the sheikh goes to the boatsman, "Boatsman, have you ever studied logic? Have you studied mantak? Have you studied falsafa, kalam, all these great sciences?" The boatsman said, "No. I have been like this, my father has been like this, and we just carry you from one end of the sea to the other. That's my job." So the sheikh goes to him, "Boatsman, half of your life is gone. Aapki aadhi zindagi chali gayi. You know, half of your life is gone." So as the boatsman gets on alongside with the sheikh in the boat and they are riding into the sea, the sea starts to become very tumultuous. It becomes very violent. So the waves start to capsize the boat. And the sheikh goes, "Boatsman, boatsman, what are we going to do now?" The sheikh and the boatsman goes to the sheikh, "Sheikh, do you know how to swim?" He said, "No." He goes, "Now your entire life is gone." So hence, in today's day and age, of knowing what are we here for on earth, I want us to be reminded that in Islam, it's not about you. It first starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your purpose in life as the Ummah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is far greater than you can perceive. It's far greater than your own family, your career, your dreams, and your ambitions. To know why you're on earth in your end, begin with God by this purpose for His purpose. Often, the starting point of today in many people's lives is very self-centered. And it always begins with the questions as to what do I want to be? What I want to do? Am I going to be a successful person? In fact, the word success is incrementalized in the American psyche so much so that it's all about making the loads of dollars. That's the American dream. Make money at whatever cost, come what may. But you won't discover your life's meaning or purpose by thinking that you created yourself. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Mulk, "Tabaraka alladhi biyadihi al-mulk wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer, alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala." Glory be to God, in whose dominion and in His hands rests everything. Here's the interesting part. الذي خلق الموت والحياة. That he creates death and life to test which of you are better in deeds. Why did Allah put death first before life here? To prove something very profound. That death is here first. That no matter who you are indiscriminately, it's a knock on the door. You're all gonna go. And life so, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves to us, just like you can never give birth to your own self, you can also not live throughout someone else's death. Just like you can't give birth to your own self, you cannot live throughout someone else's death. And the deeds that here Allah talks about, it's not so much how much money one can make or how much followers from Twitter and Instagram you may get. It's got nothing to do with that. It's about looking at the quality of your betterment in no matter what given situation you may be in. Sayyidina Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam was tested both in adversity as well as in hope, in trials and tribulations, in doubts and frustrations. He alayhi salatu wasalam countered what would deem to be the impossible scenarios. Nothing was more Islamophobic than in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam's time. Nothing. Yet we as an ummah collectively must ask ourselves that despite the lockdowns that we had witnessed in COVID, has the hatred towards the Muslims gone down or up? The hatred toward the Muslims and the ummah had not gone down. It was not on lockdown. It was still going up. So the question we need to ask ourselves is a very pertinent point. That why and where have we as an ummah become disconnected? أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ لَا لِي وَلِكُمْ نِسَاءَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ إِنَّ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. رَضِيتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَبِيٍّ وَرَسُولٍ. آمنت بالله العظيم وكفرت بالجبت والطاغوت واستمسكت بالأروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله السميع العليم. To come on to my point on this important aspect of what I would love to convey to my brothers and sisters here, that for the ummah it's very important to fester, to instill, to change into connecting with the identity of the Habib of Allah, Sayyidina Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Very important. Very important. And in so doing, it will teach us a reflective lesson. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, Al-Muslim, Mira'atul Muslim. That a Muslim is a mirror, reflection, and a mirror of another Muslim. And the virtues of Islam are the answer and the prayer to our calling from the present to the future. Why so? In Ramadan, I'm sure in the last 10 nights, who was not crying to be saved from the hellfire? We all were. Majority of every one of us who have God consciousness within us, we were crying, oh Allah, save us from the hellfire. Find us that blessed night in the odd nights to which we can be given the longevity over 1,000 years of worship. This was a plea whereby we woke up, we sacrificed, we fasted, we refrain from vain talks and frivolities in order for us to become luminescent in the Adamic angelic self. And when we connect and see on the ayat, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, Imam Samarkandi wrote something very beautiful about this ayat. I just want you all to imagine something. I want you all to imagine if tomorrow, or just say today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to you all, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want you to imagine this. Every one of us, brothers and sisters, if tomorrow Allah comes to you and you hear Allah say, Assalamu alaikum ya Abdullah, Assalamu alaikum ya Javed, Assalamu alaikum ya Fatima. Do you know what that means? You've been promoted. You've been promoted. Because if Allah is saying salam upon you, you made it. You've made it. Just like when you get a promotion in this dunya in a job, you know you're going to get better benefits. But here when Allah says salam to you folks, well, you've made it, man. You've made it. But I challenge each and every one of us here. If such a scenario happened, none of you will be thinking about your dad, your mom, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your children, your aunts, your nieces or nephews. You won't be thinking about them because you'll be so buzzed. I've made it. But here's the beauty of the ayat, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Now when Sayyidina Rasulullah والسلام, was taken up to the universal tour of the cosmos through the Mi'raj, and in all physicality, he alayhi salatu wasalam came to the divine presence where the vision of God was shown to him, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the beauty that comes with it, Allah gives him a red carpet celebrity treatment. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibatu. Assalamu alayka ayyuha an-nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Here the Prophet made it. That's it, Allah's happy. But look what the Prophet says. Wassalamu alayna wa la ibadil salihin. Peace and blessings be upon the ibad, your worshippers, and the righteous. Who was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referring to here in his divine communion conversation with God? He was referring to you all here today and the many millions who have been praying from Fajr to Isha, and the many millions that have gone before us and the millions who come after us. The Ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam never forgot his Ummah at the highest promotion, at the zenith of the culmination of his existence. And if through that selfless sacrifice, he alayhi salatu as-salam holds and stands strong to the eternal promise of meeting each and every one of us, inshallah, at the Hawd al-Kawthar, whereby when the resurrection shall happen, he will be standing there waiting for his ummah and saying, ana laha, here I am, here I am. And thus, we making ourselves worthy of the adherence of this deen of Islam, which is more precious than our lives. If we imbibe this indelibly and internally, inextricably enshrine it within us, it's a treasure you will never give. And in fact, if the kings knew what you had in your hearts, they would send their armies to rob you. Because this deen has a solution for everything. The question is, how much are we ever so ready to the call to have everything from this deen? Because Islam, dear brothers and sisters, will never ever suffer destiny. For Islam is destiny. Does that make sense? Islam will never suffer destiny. Islam is destiny. It is like the wind, when it blows, the grass bends. And Islam is not a lecture that you listen to 1 hour or you have a little skit on YouTube. It's something that you live in within you. As Allah says in the Quran al-Kareem in Surah Al-Anfal, ayat number 24, استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Come to that to which Allah and His Messenger summon you to. That which gives you life and enlivens you. That which gives you life and enlivens you. And this ummah is a resource for ummah. We have our challenges ahead. Yes, we have our shortcomings. But wallahi, the destiny is ours. The destiny is of Islam. لِيُذْهِرَهُ عَلَى دِينِ كُلِّ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And living this deen is to basically make sure that it continues on from the roots to the fruits. The ummah must not be a copycat. We hear this wonderful accolade, the word woke. I'm sure a lot of the shabab hear the word woke. Ya ayyuhal mu'minun. If you are not woke for Allah and His Rasul, you're as good as dead. If you are not woke for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, you're as good as dead. And in summation, and yet this mafhum of the topic can go on and on. And some may ask me, what is the solution for us to change? As I said, it first starts with Allah. It starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it starts with our prayer. One of my teachers said, remember these three things. It's very simple. It's very easy. The deen of Islam is not complicated, I assure you. It's the most flexible faith on the face of the planet. He said, when you are with Allah, you are not with creation. I repeat that. When you're with Allah, you're not with creation. Because Allah is not created. When you're with the creation, be not with your ego. When you're with creation, be not with your ego. Wish for others what you would wish for yourself. Wish for others that which you would wish for yourself. Because there's a beautiful poem that comes in my mind. That koi mushkil nahi. Mushkil nahi, it's not difficult. Khuda ko yaad karna, to remember God. Mushkil waqt mein. In times of difficulty. It's not difficult to remember God in times of difficulty. Mushkil khuda ko yaad karna. It is difficult to remember God jab waqt aasan ho, when times are easy. So Allah should never ever be an afterthought of us when times are easy. And for wallahi, the ummah here, your times are easy here in this country. For there are people out in the east with children who can't feed themselves, are dying of starvation. They're eating their hands. They're eating themselves just to feed themselves. Where is not the impoverishment rampant? So it's not difficult in remembering God in difficult times. It's difficult when you have easy times. And in your times of ease is when you do not become comfortable. Where you make the choice that you don't remain in your comfort zones. Because you would not wish hell upon yourselves, would you? Would anyone here wish hell upon themselves? Yes or no? Yes or no? No. So why would you ever want to wish hell upon anyone else? You would not do that. And it takes me to the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, found in the hadith of Tirmidhi 1702, in which he said that verily seek out amidst you the weak, the vulnerable, for it is from the weak and the vulnerable you are guaranteed your victories. So it means that we as an ummah need to seek out those in need more than us. So to live that selfless sacrifice as an exemplification, as a beacon of hope, as a light, a rope that leads to God. And in so, I end and close with the final remarks. And may this be a very important lesson we can compactfully take as a community. That when you help someone else, do not remember. When you help someone else for the good, do not remember. When somebody helps you, never forget. And when this symbiotical reciprocation, your deeds will seed for this journey in this earth be more worthwhile and impactful and eternally blossom for you in the gardens of heaven. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min hammi wal hazan, wa a'udhu bika min ajzi wal kasal, wa a'udhu bika min jubni wal bukhl, wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dini wa kahri ar-rijal. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa al-afida ma'afata ad-da'imata fi ad-dini wa dunyaya wa ahli wa ma'ali. Allahumma astur 'awrati wa amin ru'ati. Allahumma hafidhni min bayna yadayya min khalfi wa 'an yamini wa 'an shimali wa min fawqi. وأعوذ بك من عظمتك أن أغتال من تهتي فاطر السماوات والأرض يا رب ذو الجلال والعزة أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين فصل يا ربي وسلم وبارك على سيد الأولين والآخرين سيدنا محمد وأهل سيدنا محمد وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وأزواج سيدنا محمد وذريات سيدنا محمد وأمة سيدنا محمد واغفره لي خير الغافرين والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا إن ناشئة الليل هي شد وطعم وأقوى مكيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو فاتخذه وكيلا الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Thank you, Imam Shabir. He's coming from the Islamic Center of Fullerton, mashallah. May Allah bless you. We have a dua for the people who are not well. Biri Muhammad Haroon, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Brother Haisam Bundakchi, Sister Zareen Nouri, Sister Farooq Javed, Mrs. Manzoor, Brother Ashar Suhail, Sayyid Badruddin, Brother Haq Malik Nawaz, Sister Sadaf Kagai, and 6-year-old Rida Arif. Make dua for their health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shifa anta shafi, la shafiya illa anta shifa, la yughadiru suqma. Please make dua maghfira for our brother Naqshuddin Mohammed. He passed away yesterday. May Allah bless him, give him the place in Jannah. Our condolences to the family members who are part of our community, mashallah. Especially our brother Kabir and brother Sharif and others who are working on the security of the masjid. May Allah reward them and bless them and give them patience. And also pray for Sister Amina Mahari Busho and Brother Muhammad Zuhair Johar. Brother Muhammad Zuhair Johar's janaza will be tomorrow here at the Islamic Society of Foreign Country. May Allah bless them. Allahumma aghfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir lahum ya Allah. We will be praying Salatul Janaza for two people, Muhammad Salim Khidr, and condolences to his wife, Sister Nabila, and the daughter, Dr. Lily Khidr, and all the family and friends of the family. May Allah bless you and give you patience. And then also Salatul Janaza for Brother Ayman Ali Jabban. May Allah bless him and give him the place in Jannah. Our condolences to his wife, Sister Hana Asaker, and all the family members and friends of the family. May Allah give you patience. So inshallah, please ready for Salatul Janaza. Inshallah. And the immediate family members, few people, want to be in the front area, please come area. Yeah. Any brothers from the immediate family want to be in the front area, please come forward. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. May Allah bless you. Three people in one line. Salatul Janaza, as a reminder, 4 takbirat. At the first takbir, raise your hand, hold them, and recite. Either you say Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, or you say Suratul Fatiha. Then second takbir, after that you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. And then third takbir, after that you make a special dua for the maghfirah of the people who passed away, and for all of us. Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina ila akhirid dua. Or simply say, Allahumma aghfir lahuma wa rahmahuma. So please turn your attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Need something? Hi. It's okay. Come here, stand. Somebody's coming? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahumma ighfir lahuma warhamhuma wa'afihima wa'fu anhum. Allahumma adkhilhuma al-jannah. Allahumma adkhilhuma al-jannah. Allahumma adkhilhuma al-jannah. Allahumma ij'al quburahuma riyadan min riyad al-jannah ya Allah. Allahumma ya Allah. Allahumma yassir umurahuma ya Allah. Allahumma yassir hisabahuma ya Allah. Allahumma yammin kitabahuma. Allahumma ajzil thawabahuma. Allahumma sabbir ahlahuma. Rabbi ighfir warhamhuma wa anta khairur rahim. Rabbi ighfir warhamhuma wa anta khairur rahim. Allahumma arhamna idha sirna ila ma sara ilayh. صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب. يلا بلشي وعظم الله أجركم وأحسن عزاءكم وغفر لميتكم. يلا بلشي بارك الله فيكم. يلا بلشي يلا بلشي. And I give some few moments so that people can pray to Rakah Sunnah and then after that you can take the body inshallah.